As we begin today's Lectio, I invite you to look around the space that you are in. You may be outside or inside, but wherever you are, just look around, behind you, above you, below you, to the sides, in front of you. And as you let your eyes gaze around, all around you, I invite you to let your eyes find something that is pleasing to them. Something that they are feeling called to rest with, to pay attention to. And to just let your eyes linger on whatever that is. What colors are you seeing? What shape? Is it still or moving? Are you seeing something different in it that you have not seen before? Let your eyes linger there for a moment. Today's scripture reading for our Lectio is from the Gospel of Matthew. I'll read it through once so that you can hear it in its fullness. And then I'll read it a second time. And as I read it for the second time, see if there is a word or a phrase that captures your attention in the same way that whatever that object is that caught your eyes did. It may glimmer for you, it may form a shape in your mind, it may have a color that comes up. Just listen for what it is that is drawing you in today. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So as I read it this time, listen for that word or that phrase that captures your attention, that invites you in. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." As I read it for a third time, I invite you to listen through that word or that phrase that was calling out to you. After I read it this time, there'll be a little bit longer of a silence. And you're invited to sit and see if there is an image or a memory or a story, maybe a color that comes up for you, maybe a feeling that arises. And to just sit with that for a couple of minutes and see how it wants to begin to unfold. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." After I read this passage for the final time, the recording will end, but you are invited to stay with it for as long as you like. You may want to journal or draw or take this passage for a walk with you or keep coming back to it throughout your day. How is God inviting you deeper into these words? Is there an invitation for action? An invitation to do something different or to think about something in a different way? What is God's invitation for you through these words? Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." What is God's invitation for you today?